Back in his native Germany, Faust has become so disenchanted with life that he contemplates suicide. His studies have got him no closer to understanding the universe. Just as Faust is raising a cup of poison to his lips, he hears the singing of an Easter hymn outside his window. This breathtaking choral music reawakens in Faust his faith in God. Donatien is not surprisingly overflowing with the religious references and questions. As the son of a devout Roman Catholic mother and a skeptical father, Berlioz had a complicated and sometimes antagonistic relationship with the Church. No sooner has Faust's belief in God been reignited than who should appear but God's opposite number, the devil Mephistopheles. Faust is not long in doubt about the identity of his exciting visitor. He asks Mephistopheles his identity, but when the devil responds that he is the spirit of life, the source of all happiness and pleasure, Faust answers, "Well then, poor devil, show me your marvels." Mephistopheles tells him to forget philosophy and experience life. Faust readily agrees.
Pour dimon, fais-moi voir ta verraille. Je suis très...
This is angular, exciting music full of strange harmonies, but more is yet to come. Mephistopheles transports Faust to Auerbach's cellar, a real and well-known tavern in Leipzig where I have actually been myself. Goethe used to frequent the cellar in his student days, and it was he who first inserted the tavern into his Faust play. The denizens of the cellar praise the pleasures of drinking and smoking, in a harmonic texture almost as dense as the air in the cellar itself. Dalnation is an enormous undertaking for any opera or symphony chorus, filled with complicated rhythms and extensive division and subdivision of the vocal lines. Part of the reason the chorus has such challenging music in Dalnation is that it carries large portions of the opera. Unlike the more familiar Gounod opera, Dalnation only has four principal characters. Any opera based on the Goethe play must include Faust, Mephistopheles, and Marguerite. But Berlioz jettisons Marguerite's brother Valentin, her neighbour Martha, and Faust's servant Wagner from the Goethe original. The only other character in Dalnation is Brander, one of the drinkers in the tavern. Brander's contribution is a snappy but grisly drinking song in which he recounts how a rat in the kitchen fell in love. Hiding in the stove, the poor rat was roasted alive.
Dans le fourneau, le pauvre s'y recrut pourtant se cacher très bien. Mais il se trompait, et le pire c'est qu'on y fit retirer enfin la charmante, méchante fille de son malheur. Et bien alors, ah, c'est elle comme il grille, il a vraiment l'amour au
The song is written in a simple style, but this is because the song itself is only the warm-up. Parodying the church music that permeates Dalnation, the drinkers sing Amen, paying mock tribute to the dead rat in a complicated but fantastic choral fugue.
Oh.
Auerbach's cellar is the longest scene in the opera, and it ends with the Chanson de Mephistopheles, a song about a foolish prince who knights a flea.
Et la politique a plaignu leur destin et décline nos piques et creuse la scène.
The character of Mephistopheles is sung by a baritone. This is exactly what we expect. Boito's Mephistopheles is a bass, Gounod's is a bass baritone, and Nick Shadow from Stravinsky's Rake's Progress is a baritone. Meyerbeer's Robert le Diable is a tenor. But, as we find out in the course of that opera, Robert isn't really the devil, he's the devil's son, and Robert's father Bertrand is a bass. All of which is to say that the bigger the troublemaker, the deeper the voice. Except that in Berlioz's 8 scenes from Faust, Mephistopheles is a tenor. Berlioz only bowed to a more traditional casting when he expanded his scenes into a full evening's presentation. Faust's deal with the devil has not been made explicit, but Faust is definitely not interested in carousing. He asks Mephistopheles to take him someplace less coarse and brutal. The devil complies by transporting them both to the woods on the banks of the Elbe, where Faust observes a magical chorus of gnomes and sylphs, and has his first vision of Marguerite. Faust falls asleep in the grass, while sylphs dance a ballet on the river bank. The French fashion for including ballets in operas dated back to the 18th century. Nothing could have been more conventional, but in the hands of Berlioz, this moment makes the scene. Part 2 ends with a group of students and soldiers singing to the glories of love and of war.